Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Leonard Nimoy has passed away! In my time, he has been dead for thousands of years! But in your time, the wound is still fresh. And so a moment of silence for that man, that great actor, a man of philosophy. I'm talking through the moment of silence again. All right, just cool it. Keep it cool, last man of the universe. Cool out. Don't talk through the moment of silence. Here we go. Moment of silence. And go, moment of silence. Remembering Leonard. Fuck. Talk. Don't. Enjoy your own moment of silence. On your own time. I'm too busy remembering him. In your future, a massive quandary will trigger more quandaries. It's a synonym for dilemmas. Dilemmas inside dilemmas. Dilemma, dilemma.
Wow. Super hot.
First time on a spaceship?
Wow, I guess so. You know, I expected there to be a little bit more, ventilation or something.
It's close. These solar liners get pretty hot.
Yeah. You know, the ion propulsion, you know, it kicks off a lot of heat. Like, I'm kind of aft, and I'm seeing that solar sail out the back there, and it's like all day long, all night long. It's just like the heat's just going up and up and up.
Yeah, well, don't worry, rookie. You get used to it.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
You get used to this?
I've been working this freighter for about 14 cycles.
Wow, man. Wow.
Yeah, I send the credits back home to Pluto. I got a family there. I got family on Pluto. I got a family on Mercury. So, you know, I go back and forth just shooting canisters of credits in either direction.
Wow, you get around. You really get around.
Yeah, I got around in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a family on every planet of the system, including the 10th planet.
The 10th planet, but that was just a rumor. That no one ever actually saw the 10th planet. You know what? They inferred its existence because of the gravitational tidal forces on the 9th planet.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone ever actually got eyeballs on that thing.
No, neither did I. But you don't need eyeballs on the 10th planet. I got other stuff on the 10th planet.
What do you mean?
I got busy. I'm just saying I got busy on the 10th planet.
Well, hold on a second. You're telling me that this mythical 10th planet that no astronomer, that no one's ever been able to actually get a picture of, you've been there?
Yeah, I have. On my shore leave. I took off to the 10th planet, didn't tell anybody, got busy, and then got out of there.
Do you still have the coordinates for the 10th? Can you navigate us back there?
I could take you on the weekend if you want. Because we're coming up on, it's aligning with our, it's close by.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm totally into it, you know? I mean, you know, this is going to be totally off the record, right?
I mean, Of course, man. If anybody, you know what? If anybody on the Dilemma finds out that we are screwing off to the 10th planet, that'd be it. That'd be our jobs.
That's court-martial, right?
Yeah.
Up the wazoo.
Oh, yeah. We got them. That's right. I've been listening the whole time. You're trying to take the Dilemma to a planet that doesn't exist.
Chief Engineer, what the
court-martial is on the way.
Hold on. You don't...
Come on, Lou.
I may be a rookie, all right? But I know a couple of things about protocol aboard ship.
And you shouldn't conspire to take the ship somewhere off its manifest.
Lou,
navigation chart?
Furlough?
Schedule?
Course. Charted course.
Take it off its charted course.
Lou, why you gotta be a hard ass about this stuff?
There's the three of us aboard, man. Live a little.
Yeah, let's just go to the 10th planet, Lou. Let's take the Dilemma to the 10th planet.
The 10th planet doesn't exist. You talk about it all the time like you've been there and you got busy there. It's not real.
Buddy, you tell that to my private parts.
Look, it's just him bragging, you see? It's just pure garbage.
You know what? It's a minor deviation. 3-4 parsecs off the course.
It doesn't exist, so why deviate?
What's the harm if it doesn't exist? We just deviate a parsec or two. If it's not there, we just deviate back.
We'll lose a space day. Max!
I never lose a space day.
Space days are theoretical anyways.
You know what? We can make it up. If we hit the iron propulsion and we just double the output, we'll be back on course, no problem.
You want to double the Dilemma?
Yeah. Double the Dilemma, buddy.
Well, Dilemma.
You're going to Dilemma, and then you're going to take us to something that doesn't exist.
Listen. We got the coordinates, right?
Yeah, in my back pocket.
Tony, you got those, right? Let's have a look.
Take a look.
Look at this. Look, here it is. These are three-dimensional coordinates,
this
Lou.
This is a bar napkin.
I bought these coordinates from an Epsilon semi-moron on Gargantua 5.
Well, what does that tell you? He's semi-moron.
But look, when you unfold the napkin, Tesseract.
It's a swan. You've made an origami swan. That's not a tesseract.
Maybe I don't know what a tesseract is, all right?
It just makes things and says they're tesseract.
So do you. You make things up. There is no 10th planet. I'm not deviating.
Lou, look. How long have we known each other?
16 minutes.
I know. I'm the rookie here, right? So why would I lie? Why would a rookie lie?
What does he gain from lying?
Yeah.
Nothing. You gain nothing from
Absolutely
lying.
Nothing.
This one... is a liar through and through.
I have everything to gain from lying, but I'm telling the truth right now.
Is he?
I don't know. I just met him.
16 minutes ago.
Guys, we could have been to the 10th planet, gotten busy, and come back all this time instead of arguing. Right? So I'm just saying, let's travel at a speed near to that of light.
Okay.
Travel back in time a little.
Well, just a bit.
Go to the 10th planet. Get back before this conversation even started.
It's a minor deviation.
Going back in time a little bit will save me a space day. I'm in.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's get down.
Now, I actually want to see if this is real or if you're just full of shit.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's go to auxiliary control.
Enter those coordinates, rookie.
All right. Let me get into the Jeffries tube.
Excellent.
Here we go. Wow. This is a complex display.
Yeah, well, welcome to the Dilemma. Everything on this ship, it's called the Dilemma for a reason, man. Everything on this ship.
It's like every button here is redundant. Like, there's two of everything.
Yep.
I don't know do they do their opposite? If I push one, does the next one next to it that looks exactly like it do the opposite of it?
From how we took off, I learned that every button has another button that does the same thing.
Got it.
If you push them at the same time, nothing happens. So only push one.
Okay, so any of the two buttons that look identical. Okay, so let's case example. There's two green buttons here. They're square, right? They both have the letter Q that looks... One has a Q, one has a G.
Okay, those are hard to tell apart.
Yeah, one goes one way, one
goes the other way.
Why did it have to be lowercase?
Well, why did they do it in a script? Why wouldn't they just do it in type?
I know. Handwritten keys?
The old ones. Who knows, right? They build these ships. We just fly them. I don't even know where this tech came from.
We are complete idiots. Anyways.
Well, we're not Epsilon semi-morons.
True enough.
There's that.
Not like that guy in Gargantua 5.
Yeah, he was big.
You're a little drunk, right?
Yeah. And we're trusting him?
I don't know. I just met him.
17 minutes ago.
I only just twigged that he's drunk. Just now. I thought he was just a
Give me those coordinates. I'll enter these.
All right, good.
I have a growth for 14 cycles.
Red. Yellow. Red, yellow.
Well, hold on. The coordinates are colors.
Oh, my God.
Someone wrote colors.
It's guys, it's like playing a Simon game. Everybody shut up.
Oh, the old ones were so smart.
They were. They knew that generations people would not understand what they'd written, so they encapsulated it in a universal language of color.
What foresight that they knew that they were the height of civilization.
Red, green. We're on the way.
Oh, do you guys feel like your bodies are stretching out?
Oh, totally. My head,
moving close to the speed of light. Everyone we know is aging by centuries.
Oh, my God.
Are you high, too?
Yep. Believe it, you guys.
Tony, man.
Oh, I can't wait to get busy on the 10th planet.
All right, apparently we're arriving at the coordinates. Ship is slowing down.
Oh, man. I'm shrinking again instead of extending.
Planet.
Yep, completely dark, silhouetted by the sun.
Of course. This far out from the sun, I mean. Hardly any solar radiation reaches this thing. It's gotta be a dead world. Yet you say you've been here and quote unquote got busy.
Dead in our understanding of what life is. But have you considered that maybe there's non-carbon based life out there that's just lurking around the surface or just beneath the surface? Dark, desolate, barren world.
Do you say it's lurking? Or does it have some kind of goal?
Can't you lurk and have a goal? Its goal is to reproduce.
Usually of course. You lurk with the goal of gaining information or being a little shady.
It's like hiding lurking, isn't it?
I didn't get into space travel to discuss semantics.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
True, none of us did.
All right, well, show us where you got busy.
Beam us down!
All right.
The entire planet is black.
Yep, there's no light here. I can't see my head in front of my face.
That's it, you can't put eyeballs on this thing. We cannot see this planet.
But can you feel it?
Someone's touching me.
Yep, that's me.
Well, I'm not into this.
Time to get busy, guys.
What?
Whoa!
Is this all a plan for you to lure us to this planet?
Whoa, wait, what were you guys talking about?
We thought
you got busy with...
Others.
Like
indigenous.
Beautiful aliens.
I just got busy.
Tony, guys. You're not drunk. You're not high. You're beyond high and drunk.
Guys, I am from beyond.
You're the old one.
I built this spaceship a long time ago.
This planet? Or this part of the planet?
It's a spaceship.
This planet is a spaceship.
Oh my God.
It's the original dilemma. I built this, and then I got so wasted that I forgot how to use this thing.
So it's us to pilot it because we got the dilemma here using the color code system.
Of course. That's why you brought us here.
Get busy and get this thing working again.
Whew, good. I thought he meant when he said get busy, I thought he meant something else.
I think he does. I think he needs one of us to drive it while the other one gets busy.
It's what powers the ship, guys.
Are you saying that this ship runs on love?
I don't think it's love he's talking about.
That's the only thing I can think of that will make me even want to do this.
The old one saw it as love.
This still doesn't sound great.
I don't know. Well, you know, if I can get myself into a place, a headspace, where this is more than just about physical gratification, then I can probably get behind this.
It is more than about physical gratification. Physical gratification is just a side effect from the propulsion that we're going to create.
And since I can clearly read and pilot the coordinates of the ship, I think I should be the driver and you should be the one that gets busy.
Yes, you, Lou, you operate the color... coded cursive keyboard system.
I will.
Hold on. This planet ship is completely black. Without light, you can't see colors.
That's a good point.
But you'll generate light when you get busy with him.
Right.
Yeah, we have to get so busy that light shoots out of your eyes.
So
and then I can see the panel.
It's a coefficient of friction then, right? Is this what's going to happen?
Yes. We are going to get so busy that we are actually going to create light.
I should concentrate on the panel, right? I don't have to watch what you're doing.
No, you have to watch the panel.
Yeah, okay,
and you
great.
Have so to watch
have, I don't have to see any of this.
Okay, all right. This is a kind of a chain reaction, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get busy with me. The friction is going to generate so much heat or light. It's going to shoot out of my eyes. I got to look at the panel the whole time.
And then so concentrate on the panel because then you won't really be paying attention to what's happening.
And then you'll be operating the panel.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Home.
Oh, where's home? Where is home?
Home, the home of your ancestors, friends.
The home of the old ones.
Yes.
Do you have the coordinates written?
Right here in my back pocket.
Another napkin?
I bought this from an Alpha Centauri Epsilon genius.
Oh!
Yeah. On Minusculia 6.
Six?
Yeah.
It's very small.
He uses so small, but so smart. Dense brain matter.
It's not what you've got, it's what you do with it, right?
Exactly.
Oh, sounds like you're into this now.
Yeah,
we
have to find out.
Huh.
All right, let's go to it. I need some light to read the coordinates.
Okay, all right, let me just brace myself.
Do you want a moment to maybe get yourself ready?
Yeah. Do you want to, talk first?
Music would help.
Okay. I'll put on some music.
Yeah, music would help me. I was getting some nice beat. I probably, if I could synchronize myself to that beat, that would probably be it.
Sure.
All right.
I promised you you'd get used to this, rookie.
Yeah, you did.
And you're about to.
In a hurry. Yep. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Now, I look at the panel, right?
You stare at that panel, all right? Let me do my business.
Okay.
All right.
This isn't funny, man. Why are you laughing, Lou?
I'm just so excited to get to the home of the old ones.
You know what? If I find out this is a prank, I'll be so angry.
Look at the panel.
Look at the panel. Just look at the panel, rookie.
This is a hazing thing.
No.
It's not. I promise I'm an old one.
Just look at the panel and get us where we're going.
All right.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Pushing the car! Red! Green! Red! Losing light! Harder!
Oh.
Dark!
Red! Blue! Yellow! Green! We're going!
Thanks, rookie.
That was... I never want to do that again.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Wait a minute. He doesn't have to. How are we getting home?
This is a one-way trip, guys.
But this is going home. I thought that's where the coordinates
were. For us to return. We're getting him home, but how do we get back to Earth?
No. You're coming with me.
Look at him. He's transforming. He's shedding. He's Tony. He's changing.
There's so many cyclists. I've been trying to get home. More than 14. More like 14 trillion. And now it's happening. Thanks to you two.
You're beautiful.
Come get some.
Oh, so much light! So much, guys, please stop! So much light! All right, thank you. Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
We're arriving. Here's a beautiful planet, and it's all the colors of the panel. It's red, green, blue, and yellow.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's like a bigger version of you, Tony. It's Tony. Should I call you Tony? Is that your name?
Yeah, my name is Tony. I'm an old one, but I'm still Tony. I'm still the Tony you guys knew.
Wow, now you're different. Way different. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Radiant.
You are. You're beautiful.
Get over here.
It's all this light!
Down!
Guys, please stop!
Woo! Tony.
Yeah?
Can you make us like you? Can you make us creatures of color and light like yourself?
In a way, you are the descendants of the old ones. And though the DNA has obviously diminished.
Hey, whoa.
Sorry, honey, look at me.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Can I talk to you?
God! Oh, man! We're already there!
Even though you are still a family to the old ones, and we now share our magnificent DNA with you. In fact, I already have 3 or 4 times.
I'm changing. Look at me. I'm shedding. I'm metamorphosis. Luke!
You're coming just like him. I barely can. You're so bright.
Lou, would you like to become an old one?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think I'd like to check out the planet a bit before I do anything like that. I'd like to maybe get to know some people.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy, a rookie I met maybe 22 minutes ago, and you, I don't know.
Suit yourself. Yeah. So, rookie, how does it feel?
Feels good. I feel everywhere at once.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the original dilemma.
Yes.
And now the dilemma is solved. Our species lives again. Yes, we will now move forth and fill the universe. DNA, spreading it like seeds as we toss from it.
But ask first.
Weaker best.
Ask first.
Yeah, ask. We'll ask. Yeah,
yes. Sound like you're not going to ask first.
No, consent is here. We have to ask.
Consent is all
enthusiastic consent.
It's the prime directive.
Yeah, consent. Consent is the prime directive.
Yeah.
Lou, what do you say?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You sure?
I'm very sure.
Okay, you just let us know when you're ready.
Of course.
I will let you know when I'm ready.
Enthusiastically.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a big yes. I promise.
We'll see.
The dilemma is solved. Yes.
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 Stop it.
What? Sorry, I didn't. That was our enthusiastic consent.
Dilemma, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Tony, Lee Smart as The Rookie, and Nug Nargang as Chief Engineer Lou. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.